With food and drink delivered to your seat, it's freedom all the way with LNER. Welcome to a very special Christmas edition of Roots from LNER with me, Clara Amfo. Now, whether you're travelling near or far to spend time with friends and family this year, I thought we'd delve into what Christmas looks like for some of the great guests I've spoken to recently on the podcast. Safe travels, everyone. So, Bubba, talk to me about travelling at Christmas time. Do you do it?
I do.
And where are we going?
We made it a tradition to go to, I keep saying Dubai all the time, but we do.
Hey!
We love a Dubai. We actually do. And so we go to Dubai at Christmas.
What is a Dubai Christmas like?
Oh, man. It is beautiful. It's walks on the beach, everything on the beach, to be fair. We do the yacht, go around Dubai, around the Burj Khalifa, all of that kind of stuff. We do all of that. What else do we do?
Do you just people watch? I've never been to Dubai in my life.
Man, you've never been to Dubai?
I've never been.
Oh, my days. You need to.
Am I missing out? Yeah. Well, it sounds like I am.
I mean, well, Qatar is the next place now because everyone's going to Qatar now, but Dubai is fire.
Noted. Because I know a lot of people go, well, what's it, sand dune buggy?
Yeah.
All of that. Okay, that's not you.
You know why? Because it can get into your eye. Plus, I've got two little kids. Not for me.
Yeah, we want their daddy to stay around. No, fair dues.
And
fair
I like
dues.
Doing stuff with my children. We spend most of our time on the beach, to be fair. We big beach people and we love it.
Just chilling.
Yeah, just chilling.
So what is a typical Bubba Tunde family Christmas? What's the setup?
Oh, the setup? All right. So yeah. at home, everybody comes. Everybody comes to our house. Cooking from early in the morning. Music.
Are you involved in the cooking?
No, I move on my cooking. No. Me, I don't get involved. I let the experts do what they do. Honest to God. I provide the music.
Okay.
So I'm the guy with the orcs, obviously not orcs anymore. It's Bluetooth now, you know what I'm saying? We've upgraded.
We're moving on.
You know what I'm saying? I'm supplying the music, karaoke as well, right? And then after dinner and all of that, I get the fireworks, my endless supply.
Fireworks?
Yes, my endless supply of fireworks at home. And I just let them off. Yeah, man.
And are you guys, so these fireworks, are they happening, I guess, early evening? Because are you guys a Christmas dinner family or a Christmas lunch family?
Well, Christmas lunch... We should be Christmas lunch, but what ends up happening in a Jamaican / Nigerian household is Christmas dinner. And I get vexed because I'm just like, I'm not supposed to be eating now.
I'm supposed to be rubbing my belly.
I'm supposed to be running around my house screaming and jumping up and down and singing. But no, we're still setting up the table. So that's what really happens in my house. But yeah, once all of that is finished and I get to have my drink, letting off those fireworks, boy.
Well, it sounds great to be around your house on Christmas
Day. Listen, my house for Christmas, I'm not even joking, it's the best. 100%. Look, you had jollof rice and Yorkshire pudding, yeah? You had that?
Do you know what? I've not tried that combo, but actually, when I think about it...
It works. I know people just have rice
incredible.
And Yorkshire pudding. Yes! Listen, jollof rice, yeah? Yorkshire pudding, cup, like lamb. You like lamb chops?
Love
I know
lamb
you
chops.
Love lamb chops. Have you had guinea fowl before?
I've never tried it.
And you're Ghanaian? You're a liar.
I promise you, I've never tried it.
You've not tried guinea fowl?
No.
I sound so damn middle class. But anyway, you don't do turkey, do you?
Do you know, it has to be basted to perfection and drenched in gravy.
You do. What do you do?
I like a good chicken.
There you go.
Yeah.
I don't know why you were trying to impress everybody. Drenched to perfection.
No, chicken. Always got to have a load of cranberry sauce on for me to enjoy turkey.
Cranberry sauce?
Oh my God, cranberry sauce on turkey is incredible.
Nah, flat. I do not cranberry sauce.
It's amazing.
I hear you, though.
We'll agree to disagree on that.
No, facts.
What is the most amount of people you've gotten in your house at Christmas one year?
You need to see my family. There's too many.
What was it, 10, 15?
10.
20?
More than that. Probably like 30.
30 mouths to feed.
100%.
Wow.
My got a big family.
But hey, look, but that's what Christmas is all about.
100%.
It's about love, community, everybody being together. All right. So that weird in-between part of Christmas and New Year's Eve, where for some, I don't know what it is, like the 26th to like the 20th to like the 31st, it's like we timed, it's like time doesn't exist.
Yep.
What do you do in the in-between bit?
We finish the chicken in that time. I'm tearing off little pieces, making a sandwich, right? I'm getting drunk. Well, not drunk, but I'm definitely.
You're getting
happy.
Merry. Yeah.
Past merry. Just that bit past
turn.
Merry. Turn. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing. Phoning up my friends, probably visiting some of my friends to go to their house and finish their leftovers. Coming back, friends coming to mind doing the same thing. We're playing games. We're watching Home Alone. On repeat, we're watching Home Alone. And I'm in my pajamas all day. All day. Even after I have a shower, back into a fresh pair of pajamas, downstairs. And I'm in my bathrobe.
That is... No, do you know, because I've really gone there with you. And I can really see it. I can really feel it, listen, actually. And it feels cozy.
It's so
Tunde.
Cozy. The Logwood fire is on. That's going off all day. Outside is the same thing. We've got a wood burner outside. That's going off. So whether you go in or out, you're going to be warm. Warm, warm, warm. Bathrobes for everybody. And my wife annoyingly gets everybody Christmas outfits that we have to wear.
The matching sets.
Yeah, the matching pajama sets. I like it because it's cozy, but who are we? Power Rangers? Why is everybody in the same damn type of thing? It
just, for the memes, babe, for the memes.
Nah, it annoys me. But anyway, we're all in that every single day, like a different set every single day. And I won't lie, I love it, man.
It sounds fantastic. Bubba Tunde, thank you so much. And Merry Christmas.
Yes, Merry Christmas to you too.
Merry Christmas, Ariel. Welcome to my
very...
Welcome to my very special Christmas episode of Roots from LNER, where we are getting surprised all festive. So tell me about Christmas and what it means to you. Are you a festive hun?
Oh, I love it because it's the only time no one emails you and everyone's actually turned off from work. It's great. If I can sit in my pajamas all day eating chocolate, not cooking because I'm not very good at it. I'm all right here, but I like my family like to do the cooking. I want to be in tartan pajamas with a glass of fizz or wine in my hand, just eating chocolate and shortbread.
Love that for you. Quick question, real tree or fake tree?
Well, funny you should ask that, Clara, because we have a family fake tree that has been in the family since I must have been like 7. And at some point, this tree ended up in my flat in London, even though it was obviously always in Scotland where I grew up. My mum moved to Spain. I think it ended up in a shipping container, but somehow that ended up in mine. And there was one Christmas we're all doing back in Scotland at my sister's, my brother's, because they still live there. And she was like, you have to get the tree back to Scotland. It's a 6.5-foot Christmas tree.
Oh, okay, right, okay.
And also because it's been in the family for about 20 years, the box is like, oh yeah, it's like, it's falling apart. It's like there's string holding it together. The tree is actually quite still intact and looks amazing. And she's like, well, you have to get it because otherwise, like, we need a Christmas tree for your niece and all this stuff. So I was like, oh my God. So I booked myself a tree. I got myself a first class ticket because it was a weekend, so it was a bit cheaper then, isn't it? But I had the bright idea of going out the night before, which is like, they call it that Friday. I think it's like, is it Mad Friday they call it, which is like the last Friday before Christmas where everyone's like finishing work. It's the last time to see your workmates. It's like last night and all this. So everyone goes wild.
It's just chaos.
And I stupidly went out until God knows when. I had to go home, collect this Christmas tree. I did have a bit of sleep, but I definitely woke up and wasn't the best day. And I had to get this Christmas tree into a taxi first to the station. Then at the station, I had to drag this 6-foot Christmas tree through Euston Station. It was 6 o'clock in the morning. There was people who still very much hadn't been home and were in all their like Christmas, like, you know, paraphernalia, like elf ears falling off their head, like Santa hats disheveled.
Smeared lipstick.
Yeah, smeared lipstick, jumpers, like Christmas shirts open. And I had to drag this tree on my own to get on the train. And then everyone kicked off because it took up like 2 chairs and whatnot. But I just remember this vision of me like looking like a Christmas elf dragging a 6-foot plastic Christmas tree in a broken box on the world's worst hangover just to get it to Scotland. And then by the time I got there, I then had to get into another taxi and everyone in Glasgow was just laughing their head off at me. So it's one of my core memories of living in London is like carting that stupid Christmas tree. So we are a fake Christmas tree, but it has been in the family for the best part of 25 years. And it is still thankfully in Scotland.
Do you know what? I love that story and I love the fact that the tree's legacy is being preserved. It truly is part of the Free family. Yeah. Ariel, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Ah!
And we are getting all festive up in this studio with the wonderful Candice Brathwaite. Now, Candice, as a kid, you spent a lot of your Christmases away.
Yes.
Tell us about Christmas abroad. Where were you and how were you celebrating?
Funnily enough, I spent one Christmas in Jamaica. And that's so trippy as a child because you think snow, cold, and it's like 35 degrees. And I'm like, we're really going to have such hot food on this very hot day. More to the point, we've had Christmas dinner, right? And I'm on my grandparents' veranda playing in their front yard. No word of a lie, a schoolmate rushes up to my gate and is like, Candice, what? Long story short, one of my friends from school was also on holiday in Jamaica at the same time, and his grandparents lived three doors down. So we then spent the entirety of our holiday, this Christmas holiday, playing together.
I like that.
I'm just like, that is the weirdest thing.
That's a natural mystic.
Exactly.
That's a natural mystic. Now you've got your own family, gorgeous, gorgeous family. Christmases, are we staying in the UK, or are we doing Christmases abroad? What's the thing?
I've got to say, Christmas abroad. We did last Christmas in New York, and you just can't beat it. The energy. We went to see the Rockettes, you know, saw the Rockefeller tree. Just to watch my kids' faces light up. They had like pancakes and sausages every morning for breakfast. Yeah, sorry, Christmas away.
You do feel like you are in a Christmas car.
Yeah, you're
like in Home Alone.
Home Alone. Yeah. You're in a Home Alone.
Literally. And finally, I think I know the answer to this, but I could be surprised.
Okay.
Are you a good gift giver? And also, do you gift your own books to people?
Number one, I'm a brilliant, not good. I am like, if there was an award, I'm the EGOT of gift giving, because I'm the person that listened to something you said 6 months ago, or I'm the person that knows like you like a particular hand cream and I'll get a 12-month subscription. Like I'm proper, because I actually love the feeling of giving more than receiving, watching the light in someone's eyes. And I definitely gift my book. The heck, yeah.
It's a gift in
itself.
Your words are a gift. Candice, thank you so much.
Thank
Merry
you,
Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And a fantastic new year. So Tom, talk to me about Christmas for you. Do you go away for Christmas? Are you at home? What's the Grenon situation?
I like to be at home for Christmas. I love to just be around my family. I'm lucky to still have my grandma and granddad. So Christmas is with them are special, because, you know, grandparents are the best. And then I like to kind of just chill, watch loads of like Christmas specials and eat loads of food.
Speaking of food, let's get into it. Are you the cook? Are you involved? Are you an observer?
Yeah.
What is your place in the Grenon Christmas kitchen?
Yeah, I definitely try and get involved, whether that's like doing the vegetables or...
I was going to say, look, are you putting your hand up a turkey's
no,
like nether regions?
Nah.
Or are you just peeling spuds? What
I'm
are you
peeling
doing?
Spuds,
okay.
Definitely.
All right.
Or like, I'm a good roast potato, so I'll do the roasties. So yeah.
All vital. Are you a good gift giver?
Yeah, I love it. I love Christmas for that reason, being able to give gifts. And I definitely, for each person, have it thought out, like this person's going to like that, that person's going to like that. So, yeah.
Okay, there's no slacking. You're not getting people vouchers out here.
You're
getting a considered good gift.
Yeah, definitely.
Are you that person that does your Christmas shopping 6 months in advance?
No, okay. I'm a very late, like just before Christmas kind of thing.
Do you
want to
just
say stressful?
Do you want to say Christmas Eve with your chest?
Yeah, Christmas Eve, yeah.
I thought so.
But I go in on Christmas. I set myself a task and I go get it all Christmas Eve. So yeah.
Respect. Okay, fast forwarding a few days, New Year's Eve. What is the situation? Are you out? Is there a house party situ? Is it a chilled one?
It changes each year. Like sometimes I go away for New Year's Eve, which I did last year. This year, I think we're going to have a party at my house. So yeah, it switches different years. I love a house party at New Year's Eve though. I feel like New Year's Eve is definitely the most overrated night of the year. So going out to like... I remember going out in London one night and it was the worst New Year's Eve I've ever had in my life. So I was like, it has to be house parties or has to be going away. So yeah.
Do you know what? I hear you. Because don't get me wrong, I love the promise of New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
And it is great to be at a house party and it's great to sort of be like outside. But like once the clock strikes 12,
yeah.
What do we do?
Exactly.
What do we do?
I know.
You mentioned going away for New Year's.
Yeah.
Where did you go?
I go somewhere hot. Like a bit of January sun always like makes my year a little bit better. But I've been different places, Dubai, Caribbean. I also like a little bit of skiing though, I'm not going to lie. Like last year, actually, I went skiing, so depends.
Where's next on the hit list for a New Year's Eve getaway?
I'd like to do, I'm trying to do like as many of the Caribbean islands. I'd love to do Jamaica. I went St. Lucia 2 years ago. I'd love to do Grenada.
Great spots.
Yeah.
I've done Jamaica for New Year's Eve.
Yeah, any good?
It's a great time.
Sick.
It's a great time. I'll tell you what, if you're teetotal or you're like, you maybe not drinking so much.
I love a rum out there.
Yeah, I think it's a rite of passage.
Yeah, yeah.
You definitely. Know, or if not, like a virgin daiquiri. No. You'll have a great time. Jamaicans love to party.
Yeah, of course.
Love to party. I think you'll have a great time. And remember, you've got a Toots the Maytals tattoo, haven't you?
Yeah.
So yeah, if you love any of your old school ska music, anything definitely. Like that,
yeah.
Anything that sort of vibe, you're gonna have a great time.
Yeah, I'm in.
I guess at this point in pop culture, every artist knows that it is always worth, you know, adding your Christmas offering into the festive ring, shall we say?
Yeah.
I love a Christmas song.
Me too.
I truly do. And I love a contemporary twist on a classic. I love a new song. What are you doing for this year?
I've got a new song, new Christmas single actually. It's called It Can't Be Christmas. And again, I actually went online and I said, the biggest Christmas songs are written in the middle of summer, right? So I had a task and I went back out to LA and it was like roasting and we got in the Christmas spirit. And me and my friends, Justin Trent, I'll be in one of them, we wrote It Can't Be Christmas. We actually wrote two Christmas songs and we had the choice where we went really synthy with one of them, which was like a bit wham, or we went the complete opposite and went like Fairy Tales in New York. And It Can't Be Christmas is definitely the vibe of Fairy Tales in New York.
There's Irish roots coming through.
Definitely. And writing a Christmas song in the middle of summer was unbelievable. Like getting in that spirit so early on was cool. So now it's out and it's doing what it's doing. It's amazing. But like you say, to have a Christmas song is like every artist's dream. And everyone says Christmas songs are the hardest songs to write. So, yeah, it's amazing to have one.
And if you get it right, you could be getting that long Mariah check.
That retirement money is coming.
It's fascinating, isn't it?
It Mariah is mad.
Couldn't be broke if she tried from Christmas alone.
No, she gets like at least £1 million in her bank account. Definitely more, but at least £1 million. Every Christmas.
Well, let's channel that energy into It Can't Be Christmas.
Come on.
Bye, Tom Grennan.
Come on.
Keeping it positive and thinking ahead to the new year, 2025. So new album.
New album.
New goals.
New goals.
What are we saying?
I think for me, I've got a big 2025 coming up. Like you say, new music, new album, big tour, and then into big festivals. Like, so we'll see where it ends up, but I'm just excited for people to get their ears around this new music and see where I've gone with my sound, and it's exciting, you know? Yeah.
And if there is one resolution that you think you actually will be able to keep next year, what do you think it's going to be, besides learning to organise your holidays?
Yeah. I would say I've never been someone who sticks to a New Year's resolution. So I don't think I'm ever going to change either.
Do you know what? Great
so I'll
answer.
Give it a go, whatever it may be. But being honest, I ain't sticking to it.
I respect it. Tom, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Thank you, Bubba, Ariel, Candice and Tom. And have a very Merry Christmas wherever and whoever you're celebrating with this year. Thank you so much for listening. And we will see you for more Roots from LNER in 2025. Get credit when you join LNER Perks. Visit lner.co.uk/perks. Roots from LNER, a Distorted production.